So Amy and Ben were both very tired, brother and sister. They're twins, actually. And they'd been at school and they'd had a play date with their friend. They were very, very tired and they were just going to bed. And they noticed a new book by their bed. Amy said, "What's this? Did you buy this?" Ben said, "No. Did you buy it?" Amy said, "No." And they said, "Oh, Mummy must have bought it for us and left it here. But that's very strange because Mummy always tells us if she buys us a book and she always likes to read with us. So maybe it wasn't Mummy. Was it Grandma?" Amy said. Ben said, "I don't know. Maybe it was." Amy said, "Well, never mind. Mummy's not here to read to us today. Shall I read it?" Ben said, "Yeah, go ahead. You read a chapter, then I'll read a chapter." Amy said, "That's fair." And they opened the book. And as they opened the book, they couldn't help noticing that a very faint golden light seemed to be coming from inside the book. Amy said, "I'm not quite sure what this is. Maybe it's some battery in the book." And they had a look around the book and they couldn't find a battery. And Ben, because he was quite a technical kind of chap, had a look around and couldn't see a battery. Couldn't see any mechanism why there'd be a gold light. So they shut the door, side of the book, and the gold light stopped. Amy opened the book again, and there was the gold light powering out of the page again. And she turned the page, and then a pink light came up off the book. She turned the page again, and a blue light came out of the book. She said, "This is very, very strange." They had another look for some batteries. They couldn't find anything at all. Ben said, "Well, why don't you start with the first page and start reading from that?" Amy said, "Okay, I will." She started to read. "Once upon a time, a long time ago, were a group of people who lived in a forest in the Amazon. And they were known as sun worshippers." Ben said, "What are sun worshippers?" Amy said, "These are people who think that the sun is their god, and so they like to worship the sun." And as Amy started to read, Ben noticed that the light, the golden light, was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And Amy started to tell the story about what their lives were in the forest and how lucky they were to live in the Amazon rainforest because it was kept cool by the forest, but they had the most beautiful golden sun that came down all day and made their crops grow bigger than anywhere else that they knew. And that they used to worship the sun. And how did they worship the sun? Amy started to read. "People used to sit around a fire. They would light the fire and they would start to chant, oh sun, we love you sun, we love you sun, please bless us sun, please bless us sun.' All of a sudden, Ben felt himself falling into a deep sleep, and Amy was still able to read, but she felt like she wasn't lying quite on her bed the way she was, and so she kept saying the words, 'Oh sun, we love you sun, we love you sun, oh sun, please bless us sun, please bless us sun, we love you sun, we love you sun.' All of a sudden, she wasn't in her bedroom anymore. She was by the campfire, and she had Ben next to her, and the people she was reading about were sitting next to her, and she found herself singing with them, 'Oh sun, we love you sun, we love you sun, bless us sun, we love you sun, we love you sun.' And all of a sudden, everybody got up and opened their arms and said, 'Sun, we love you.' And she got up as well, 'Sun, we love you.' And she looked down. She wasn't wearing her pajamas anymore. She was wearing the tribal clothes that they wear in the Amazon rainforest. And it's as if the people who were doing all this praying and dancing and chanting were just accepting them, just as they were. And Amy tried to talk to them, saying, "What are you doing? What's going on? What's going on? Can you tell us?" But nobody was talking to them. She didn't understand. She went to touch one of their shoulders, but her hand went straight through it, as if she was a ghost, or they were. She didn't know, but she carried on singing and singing. And as they were singing and singing, the sun seemed to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And Amy was saying, "Hang on a minute, this is getting a bit hot." And Ben said, "You're right, it's getting very hot. Oh, sun, we love you, sun, we love you, sun." But the sun was getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And as Amy looked in the sky, the sun was coming down towards them. What was happening? They didn't know. But the more they sang, the more the sun came down, the more the natives were dancing and making more and more noise, and things were getting louder and louder and louder. And Amy said, "I think we need to get out of here." Ben said, "I think you're right." And they just jumped away from the fire, and they happened to notice the book was still with them, and the page was open. And what they could see all of these native people doing was all in the book. And so Amy said, "What are we going to do?" Ben said, "I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to close the book." They closed the book, bang, all of a sudden they were back in their bedroom, on the bed, and the book was just there. Amy said, "Do you think it's safe to try and open another page?" Ben said, "I don't know, but I'm getting tired now. Can we sleep?" Amy said, "Look, why don't we just open one more page and start to read? You read it this time." Ben said, "Okay." And they opened the next page, and they noticed a faint blue light coming off it. And Ben started to read from the page. And here's what the story said. "Once upon a time, were a group of Native Americans who were living in the far north of the country. They were living in the Arctic. And they loved living in their igloos. Igloos are little houses made entirely of ice. And they loved living in their houses so much. And as Ben started to tell this story, Amy started to notice the room was getting colder and colder and colder. "Can you feel it?" Ben says, "Yes, I can feel it." Amy said, "Can we just shut the book now because it's getting a bit cold?" Ben said, "I just want to see what happens. Stay with me." So Amy said, "Fine." And Ben kept reading. So they lived in their igloos and they fished in big holes in the ice. And they walked around wearing thick skins made from seals or walruses because it would get very cold otherwise. And they made fires, which went out all too quickly because it was snowing. But, and as Ben kept reading, Amy started to find herself falling asleep. And Ben was trying to read, but he was beginning to fall asleep too. And then all of a sudden, bang! They weren't in their bedroom anymore. They were lying on some snow. And they were freezing cold, but they noticed they were also wearing skins made from walruses, very thick fur. But they were really, really cold, and there was a fire, and they were around the fire, but the fire kept looking like it was going to go out. And there was a hole in the ice, and there were five Native Americans with fishing rods down in the hole, looking to fish. And they were speaking to each other in a very strange language. But Amy and Ben could understand the language. It's not one that they heard, but they completely understood it. And so they try to talk to them, but the Native Americans, or the Eskimos as we call them, were not listening to them. And so Amy said, "Here, let me help you with that." And she tried to grab the fishing rod to help pulling the fish in, but her hands went straight through it, like she was a ghost, or they were. And they were getting colder and colder and colder. All of a sudden, the Eskimos pulled out a ginormous fish. It was splashing around and splashing around and splashing around. And they immediately stuck it over the fire and they started to cook it. And because Amy and Ben were vegetarians, they didn't quite know what to do. So they went inside the igloo. The igloo was this house which they thought was very little in the book, but when they looked at it, it was quite big actually, and it was made from ice blocks. And Ben said, "We're going to be even colder if we get into a house made of ice." Amy said, "Well, what choice do we have?" So they rushed into the house, and there wasn't anybody in the house because all the Eskimos were outside, either fishing or sitting by the fire. And they went in this igloo and they couldn't believe it. All they could see was ice at the top and snow on the bottom, but they were warm. They were actually warm, warm enough to take off their seal skin, their walrus skin, and just enjoy being in the igloo. And then one of the Eskimos came in and he looked straight at them. He said, "Who are you and what are you doing in my house?" They said, "You can see us?" The Eskimo said, "Yes, I can see you, but you're fading out a little bit. Are you evil spirits? Get out of my house now." Amy said, no, "We're not evil spirits. We're children, and we come from England, and we were reading about you in a book, and all of a sudden, we saw some blue light, and then, as we read about you more, we found ourselves here." So the Eskimo seemed to calm down and said, "Well, in that case, you are welcome to join us. Come in, family," and he brought the whole family in. But the family couldn't see them. They said, "What are you talking about, Father?" And Father, who was a medicine man, so he had a special kind of vision, he explained what he had seen. And the children said, "Why don't they play with us, Father?" Father said, "But you can't see them or hear them." The children said, "Well, why don't you tell us what they're doing and tell us what they're playing, and then we can join in with them even if we can't see them or hear them." So Amy and Ben started to play with some coins that they found on the bottom and some seal skins, and they made up a new game. Actually, the Eskimo children could see what was going on with the coins and the seal skins moving around and being put into a pile, and they couldn't see who was doing it. But because their father told them that it wasn't ghosts or evil spirits, it was two children who'd read about them in the book, they were very, very happy to play with them. And they played and they played and they played. And the medicine man, their father, was translating what they were saying to the children and translating what the children were saying to them. But they didn't need his translation because they could hear them and understand them. And all of a sudden, the sun started to get hotter and hotter and hotter. And as the sun was getting hotter and hotter and hotter, the igloo started to melt. And as the igloo was melting, they were starting to get very nervous, saying, "What's happening to our house?" Ben said, "What's going on?" Amy said, "I don't know." "Oh, wait a minute." And as the igloo started to melt down, Amy noticed in the distance the Native Americans from the Amazon rainforest were walking towards them. And as they were walking towards them, they were singing what they'd been singing before. "Oh, sun, we love you, sun, we love you, sun, keep bless us now. Oh, sun, we love you, sun, we love you, sun, keep give us your blessing now." And as they were walking towards them, the sun was following them. And as the sun was following them, the igloo was melting, the ice was beginning to melt. And that meant that everybody was finding it very difficult to stand up and to find some ice to stand on, and they were all about to fall in the ice, off the ice and into the water, and drown in the freezing cold waters. Amy said, "There's only one thing we can do. Give me the book." Ben gave her the book. She shut the book. Bang! Just at this point, they were back in their bedroom. And Amy said, I didn't know that one page could get into another page like that. Ben said, no, neither did I. What are we going to do? Amy said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to keep the book shut tonight and we are going to go to bed and we'll think about what to do tomorrow. Ben said, that's a really good idea. So they shut the book. They went to sleep. And that is the end of chapter 1 about Amy, Ben and the magic book.